You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, Hour 1 on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, still held captive by Aaron Rodgers' situation. We'll talk about that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. The Blazers guard Damian Lillard will join us a little bit later on. We'll assess, are the Lakers okay heading into the final 2 weeks of the regular season before the infamous play-in games? You can get in touch with the program, variety of ways. You can email, you can tweet, you can dial us up and do all the above. You can also watch on Peacock. That's the streaming service. You can watch all 3 hours for free, download the app, and you can listen to the program on nearly 400 radio stations around the country. After the draft should be a quiet time for the NFL, right? Roster is basically set. Still 3 months away from training camp, but often there's a story that comes along that keeps football in the news cycle. And this year, that story is Aaron Rodgers. The rift between him and the front office almost took over draft weekend. They came pretty close on that Thursday night. That's when everything was going on, and now it's a slower time. Even a hint of Rodgers news is going to blow everything up because there's nothing else to talk about. Aaron and his agent, where do they stand with this? Aaron and his fiance, Shailene Woodley, would they consider Denver? Would they consider Las Vegas? What do they want? Can you somehow repair this relationship? And maybe Rodgers will go on Pat McAfee's show, maybe this show, and clear things up. But right now, it is sort of quiet before the storm. Now, this is different than Russell Wilson, because when Russ came on the show, this was, you know, Tuesday of the Super Bowl week, after the Super Bowl. So Tuesday after the Super Bowl, he comes on, he was there, and when we watched him, he looked miserable. He was sitting there with the commissioner, sitting there with his wife, but he's watching the future of the sport, Patrick Mahomes, and the current, or, you know, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. And Russ is probably going, I'm in my early 30s. Where am I? I don't get a seat at the table with the Seahawks. Tom gets to bring in guys that he wants. Mahomes just signed the richest contract in, you know, sports history. Who am I? What am I? And where am I going? And he came on. He had nothing to promote. We just reached out, thought we would have him on. Fritzy booked him a week prior. He comes on. In fact, he was supposed to be on the previous week. Couldn't do it. Couldn't fit him in, you know, his time slot. And so when he came on, I thought, all right, let me see what we have here. You looked miserable. And I did bring that up to him. And that kind of opened up the door because I think he saw where he was standing. And that's in neutral. And these are just his words. Like, Rodgers, I don't have his words. I have other people's words about what could be his words, reports. But Russell Wilson just wanted to have a conversation with Pete Carroll and John Schneider, the GM, just to say, can I have any input here? I'd like to have a little more protection. I'm being sacked more than anybody, and I'll be sacked more than anybody in NFL history when I'm done. Those are the numbers. And he started talking about that. And then I got the feeling that, wait, where are we going with this? Like, I at one point, I'm surprised. I just say, You're a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, all right, could you be traded? And he's like, I don't know. And then I realized that, hey, I can't do this internally. I've tried to do this internally. I'm going to do this externally. And I opened the door for him to talk. And then I had a follow-up text soon after that from a source who said, look, this marriage cannot continue in its current form. And then his agent came out and dropped four teams. Hey, if you trade my client, this is where he wants to go. That's different than Aaron Rodgers. And you haven't heard one peep out of Russell Wilson. Nothing. I was told by a source, wait till free agency, wait till the draft. From what I'm told, Russ seems to be satisfied with what Seattle is doing for him. And maybe they fix things. I don't know. I don't know how you fix Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what you can do now. Okay, you fire the GM. reportedly wants the GM, Brian Gutekunst, fired. Okay, so you fire him, then what? You happy? You still have an offense that helped you win the MVP, helped you throw 48 touchdowns. You got maybe the best receiver in football in Devontae Adams. You got an unbelievably, surprisingly good running back in Aaron Jones. You got a really good offensive line. I mean, David Bakhtiari, hopefully he'll be healthy enough coming back from surgery. You spent a lot of draft picks on offensive line here. Is money in play? Is that what this is all about? Probably looks at what these other quarterbacks, Dak Prescott signed for, Patrick Mahomes signed for, Deshaun Watson. Hey, what about me? I'm the MVP. And you draft my replacement, Jordan Love. Right in front of me. Don't even tell me. I got a fiance in the mix now. And Diana Rossini from the Mothership reported that when the Packers came west to sit down with Aaron Rodgers, she's in the room. She's involved. So there's a lot going on here. But I don't know who's leaking the information. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers wants to say, needs to say, is going to say. A lot of people are talking about him. Here's the Hall of Famer, Terry Bradshaw, yesterday. He was on WFAN in New York and had this to say about Aaron Rodgers.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the third or fourth round. I had them coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset.
Okay, this isn't Jordan Love is good enough to take my job. This is, you didn't tell me you're taking a quarterback. You don't have to tell me you're taking a defensive back or a safety lineman, whatever. But if you're going to take a quarterback, how about a heads up? That's all he's asking for. Not that Terry Bradshaw back in his day got a heads up from Chuck Knoll that, hey, we're going to take Cliff Stout or Mark Malone. I'm guessing here that Terry probably wasn't thrilled that they used a draft pick on a quarterback. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is saying as well. Got a first-round pick. We got a really good team. We got blown out by the Niners in the NFC title game. Maybe I could get a little more offensive help. Okay. We had Rodgers on. This was November 25th. And he was promoting something and talking about Christmas gifts for his offensive linemen. And, you know, we got around to draft night and him drinking tequila. So what did they get you?
Every now and then they might give me a bottle of scotch.
Wait, is that what you were drinking on draft night, scotch or tequila?
I was drinking tequila. I mixed it up a little bit. I like scotch, bourbon, and some sipping tequila that a friend of mine got me on. So it was tequila that night.
Did you put more in it when the Packers were on the clock or after the Packers were off the clock?
I would say after, probably.
Yeah.
But I didn't, to my credit, I didn't refill. I started with a strong pour, so I didn't have to refill.
I can just imagine you there that you're, you know, you got tequila there and the Packers, and they're going to take a wide receiver here. Of course we are. And the Packers take Jordan Love. Did you know they were taking him prior to the pick?
No, I found out.
Just like we did?
About 5 seconds before the
So I think there's a lot here. There's a lot going on. Now, when he signed the contract extension a couple of years ago, he sent out verbal bouquets. This is great. Thank you. I want to stay here. Love the organization. Everything was great. But you're finding out 5 seconds before. And they were trading up. And to be fair to the Packers, at least you know, how much time did you have that you could have said something to him? Now, keep this in mind. Minnesota Vikings were thinking of trading to get Justin Fields. You know who they let know that they were looking at a quarterback in the first round? Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins got a heads up. Aaron Rodgers did not. Vikings were trying to trade up for Justin Fields. Packers traded up for Jordan Love. Do I think Rodgers is being petty? Yes, I do. Because you play football. Get on the field and play. The other stuff, what can you control? And if you don't want to be there, if I gave the Niners a do-over on draft night, if I said to Kyle Shanahan, no, a month prior, it has to be a month prior, they make the trade with the Dolphins. They go up to 3. If I would have said to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch at the time, don't do it, because use those 3 first-round draft picks and the 12th pick overall and send that to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers, would they have done that? Because now Green Bay has got draft picks. If they're not thrilled with Jordan Love, they can move on from him. They could draft the quarterbacks or surround him with a whole lot of talent. Denver's on the clock draft night. Justin Fields still there. Mac Jones still there. Did Denver call Green Bay? Did John Elway call and say, hey, I can't draft a quarterback. I've proven that. Let me sign one. Let me trade for one. They didn't call. John Gruden, think about that. He didn't call. The Niners did call, and it was a very brief conversation. Because what can the Niners give them? The 3rd pick overall? Okay. What else? They've already given up their draft picks. They gave them to Miami. If the Niners had a do-over, and you could use a package of 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick, could you have gotten Aaron Rodgers? That's far more tempting for me. Now, you can say, well, those picks with the Niners, if Rodgers goes there, so now the Packers, you know, they're going to be betting against Rodgers doing well because you're going to have the 30th pick in the draft. Okay. What are you going to get for Aaron Rodgers, by the way? If this stalemate continues, who's giving up what? And do you have to sign Aaron Rodgers to a new contract? Like, there's a lot of things involved here. But I think not getting a heads up. And Terry Bradshaw, Terry's guilty of, you know, back in my day. Okay. Yeah, back in my day. I don't think Terry was too thrilled. And I was told by a source that Terry wasn't thrilled that the Steelers could draft Dan Marino. Terry got surgery that offseason, and the Steelers were thinking of drafting Dan Marino. They passed on Marino, famously passed on him. Chuck Knoll called Don Shula right after the pick and said, I think you got the best player in the draft. Fact. Yes, Eden.
You know, before you were running over a list of, like, the many things that Aaron Rodgers has in his favor, like, right, yes, Davante Adams has been great. Adam Jones, right?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. He is surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Don't you think that Aaron Rodgers is aiming for something better than surprisingly good when he looks around? Like, hey, this guy's better than we thought. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Hey, pretty good for a 5th rounder.
But like,
how about the first rounder? How about the first rounder?
Well, they made the mistake. They bet against Aaron Rodgers. That's what the Packers did. Plain and simple. He's not playing at the level that he used to play. And let's draft his replacement.
Hey, here's this guy in the 4th round. Let's see what you can do with him. Hey, you made him pretty good. Good job.
The Packers have drafted well during Aaron Rodgers' tenure there. They haven't drafted offensive players, skill position players. I'll grant you that. But they found Davante Adams. They found Aaron Jones. Like, so I can nitpick here and say, yeah, you should have taken a wide receiver. Yeah. They probably should have. But, you know, that team still helped him win the MVP. That offense helped him win the MVP. Like, he had to throw to somebody. Somebody had to catch it.
Yeah, I think degree of difficulty is actually what's making him more valuable.
Yes, McLevin.
I mean, yeah, their passing almost statistically couldn't possibly be better. 48 touchdowns, 5 picks. What could he do with another receiver? There's nothing. It's the best season of all time.
Yeah.
But why do they keep losing in the championship game? I can't figure. They're home. What's missing? Like, what could they add?
Well, I think the play calling was suspect. I can put blame on Rodgers. If you're going to be kicking field goals and not scoring touchdowns, that came back to haunt them. They got manhandled by the Niners the previous title game. So some of this is on Aaron Rodgers. But they have spent, you know, most of their high draft picks in the last decade on defense. And it hasn't been a formidable defense. Yes, McLevin.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Tom Brady was smart. He looked at Tampa Bay's defense and said, ooh, they're going to help me win a Super Bowl. But Green Bay doesn't do that for Rodgers.
No, Tampa won a Super Bowl because of a defense. Now, Green Bay's defense, they got, you know, Zaire Alexander is wonderful. I mean, they have some guys who are really good, but that's not a, hey, we're nervous about that defense. Like Tampa's defense, that'd keep you up at night. I just saw the Super Bowl odds. I saw the Aaron Rodgers odds. We'll take a break. I'll talk about those coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech. Five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll come back. We got our play of the day, stat of the day. We'll settle on a poll question as well. 18 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. Make your move now while interest rates remain near historic lows. And I mean it. You got to do it. If you're going to do it now, you want to buy a new home or simply refinance your current loan to a better rate. Now's the time to do it. And all it takes is a quick call to my friends at American Financing. And that's America's home for home loans. Free, no obligation mortgage review. So there's no pressure, no hidden fees. It's just a simple conversation. And then they're going to customize it to achieve your goals. From competitive rates to lower monthly payments, even cash back, they can do it all. Finding every way possible to save you up to $1,000 a month. Imagine that, what you could do with that money. Then pick up the phone, call American Financing. They're open now. They're there for you. They're open at nights. They're open on weekends. They're always available. 866-574-2500. 866-574-2500. Or you can go online, AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. A sleepy town gets a wake-up call. It's the new Peacock original, Rutherford Falls, starring Ed Helms, formerly of The Office. Don't miss out on this great new comedy. Streaming now. Sign up at peacocktv.com to get started. E-me, Jair Alexander. I said Zaire. McLevin corrected me there.
Za'Darius Smith is their other player. So their other Pro Bowl defensive player. So yeah. You can combine them.
Yeah. Devontae Adams was a Pro Bowl player. Aaron Rodgers was. Jenkins was. Aaron Jones was. David Bakhtiari. But the current Super Bowl odds and where Aaron Rodgers could end up. I don't know how much these have changed since the draft as far as the Super Bowl odds, McLevin.
I was looking. The only one that I did notice is that the Bucs have become a stronger Super Bowl. They're second behind the Chiefs, and they've moved up a little bit in a couple. By the way, there's about six or seven different websites that have them all about the same as this.
The Chiefs are the favorites, even though Tampa kept everybody. The Chiefs are plus 450. That means if you bet $100, you win 450. Tampa Bay, plus 700. Buffalo, plus 1,100. Green Bay, right now, plus 1,100. Then it's the Ravens, Rams, Niners at plus 1,200. The Browns at 1,800, along with Denver. Like, Cleveland has the same odds as Denver?
Then there's another site where Cleveland is just ahead of Denver, but Denver's right behind them.
What am I missing with Denver? Yeah, Paul.
I just checked the Denver odds because I thought the same thing. With that roster, they shouldn't be in the top 10 with odds. The rumor of Aaron Rodgers being traded to them has changed their odds drastically.
Okay.
I got them a week and a half ago, at plus 6,000.
Oh, they would have been down there with the Raiders.
Yes, they would have been the lower tier.
Oh.
Now, just based off that rumor alone, what would losing Garoppolo and going with a rookie quarterback to the Niners odds?
Well, I think Garoppolo is going to be your quarterback.
And that's what Vegas thinks right
now. Yes, I think Garoppolo with a healthy lineup, that team is still going to be formidable. And I don't know when Trey Lance gets in there or Mac Jones gets in there, Justin Fields gets in there. You know, each situation is unique, and the coaching staffs of when you get those players in here. Odds on who Aaron Rodgers' next team will be if he does get traded to the Broncos. The Broncos, then the Raiders, Dolphins, Chargers.
Come on.
Browns, Saints, Washington football team. Broncos are a slight favorite. This is BetOnline website. So it's the Broncos plus 500, the Raiders plus 600, the Dolphins plus 1,000, and the Chargers plus 1,000. The Browns are also in there. Yeah, McLovin.
So obviously this is because Shailene Woodley wants to be in L.A.
I know.
What if you're the Packers and the Chargers call and say, we'll give you Justin Herbert, then you got to listen, right? Not that that would ever happen.
If I'm the Chargers, like I'm set at quarterback with Justin Herbert. Because if I bring in Aaron Rodgers, does he make us better? Yes. But he makes us better for 2 years. I would want to keep what I have. I think the Chargers, you know, you have a game plan here. Stay with your game plan here. Denver, I don't know what Denver's game plan is. And with the Raiders, if John Gruden could bring in Aaron Rodgers, then great. But no, the Chargers, the Browns, Saints, Washington football team. And Rodgers doesn't have a no trade, but that doesn't mean he's going to want to go to those teams. Yeah, Paul.
When you went through those odds, the one team where my eyebrow went up was the Browns. I know Baker Mayfield's a very good quarterback. At times, a very good quarterback. If you told me I could get Aaron Rodgers for the next 3 years and I was a Browns fan, I would strongly consider it.
Oh, I would take that because I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield.
And you're about to pay Baker Mayfield full boat.
Yes, yes. But but Aaron Rodgers has to want to go to one of these places. That's also, you got to factor that in as well. Because he might go, I'm not going, I'll retire. Yeah, if they decide they're going to trade him. But Denver right now, followed by the Raiders, the Dolphins. What can you give Green Bay? That's another thing. So does Green Bay want Baker Mayfield? No. That's why I go back to the trade the Niners made with the Dolphins. If you could have said, hey, 4 first-round picks and we'll give you Aaron Rodgers. Okay, at least you got my attention. But I don't want the 3rd pick overall for Aaron Rodgers. Like, I need more than that. I'm giving you the MVP. Yes, McLovin.
What if you, okay, so you take Kyle Pitts with that and give them, you mentioned Fred Warner the other day,
no,
the linebacker.
It's not happening.
How about a Bosa? Throw in a Bosa. That's interesting.
Well, you'd have to. Like, if you said we'll give you the 3rd pick overall and
Nick
yeah. Bosa. And a Bosa to be named later.
And maybe throw in a Watt. Why not?
Yeah. And a Plumlee. Like, throw one of those Plumlees.
Mason,
they're tall.
Plumlee, yeah. Throw in one of the brothers. All right, what's the poll question today?
Okay, I'm very proud of this. I have to be honest. Okay.
And did you come up with it?
I did.
How about you don't take a victory lap until we decide, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So this is a hypothetical, and I'm not even going to look at the standings or the rules of the play-in tournament. If there was a one-game play-in between LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers and Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors.
Sign me up.
You can watch that. It's the only game you can watch. Or you can watch a hypothetical 76ers-Nuggets finals, all 7 games. And you can only watch one.
I'm taking the Lakers and the Warriors.
This side of the glasses, too. And I'm a Sixers fan, and even I want to watch the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching the Lakers last night. They beat Denver without LeBron. I don't know what that did to the Joker's MVP chances. Oh, my God. Let's spend some time on that. He did put up good numbers. Russell Westbrook Jr. III had an incredible night last night. You know, when you go 20-20, and it's not points and assists or points and rebounds, it's rebounds and assists. Here's the full list of players with at least 20 rebounds and 20 assists in a game in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain did it once. Russell Westbrook Jr. III has done it twice. That's it.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Scotty Brooks, who is Russell Westbrook's coach with the Wizards, had this to say about Russell Westbrook.
Point guards don't do what he does. They're not built that way. There might be some that can probably shoot better. There might be some that probably can do certain things better, but there's nobody in the history of the game that can do what he does throughout the stat sheet. I used to always say he's going to probably go down as the third best point guard ever, but I think he's past one, and he's going to go down as probably the second best. And one is obviously Magic. What he does, there's no point guard has ever done it.
Okay. He thinks that when it's all said and done, Russell Westbrook will be the second greatest point guard of all time. And I understand it. I mean, that's his coach. If a coach from another team said, yep, Russell Westbrook's the second greatest point guard of all time. Now, if we're talking about modern era, because that's where it gets tricky. But let's say we start in 1980. All right, Magic, greatest point guard of all time. John Stockton, Isaiah Thomas, Jason Kidd, Steph Curry. You know, I mean, you used to have just guards. Guys just were guards. Earl Monroe and Walt Frazier famously played together. And nobody was a one or a two. Jerry West, Gail Goodrich. Nobody was a one or a two. You were just the backcourt. And then you had forwards. And then we got the, you're a three and you're a four and you're a two and you're a one. And that's where it gets a little tricky as well. What kind of point guard do you want leading your team? Do I want a ball dominant guy who's going to put up incredible numbers? Do I want John Stockton, a true point guard? Do I want Steve Nash? Do I want a pass first guy? And, you know, that's a dying breed there. You know, Jason Kidd was probably capable of doing 20-20. Like, he was an unbelievably talented player and then became a far better shooter. Isaiah played on a balanced team. You get no argument from me with Magic, greatest point guard of all time, because I know when my point guard comes out, he's 6'9", I automatically have a huge advantage over you. Stockton was a wonderful guard who understood the game offensively and defensively. You know, I think all-time assist and all-time steals, Stockton. Didn't put up offensive numbers, wasn't asked to put up offensive numbers. Jason Kidd was a wonderful player. Steve Nash was a wonderful player. Steph Curry. Like, am I taking Steph Curry over Russell Westbrook? Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Quick answer, yeah. Do I think Russell Westbrook, and I've said it on many occasions on this show, when he was at his peak, I would have paid to see him. I think that's the best compliment you can give somebody. You would actually pay. When he was, he went 32-11-11, and he was fascinating. So much energy, and he still has that energy. If he won a title in 2016, we would have a different opinion of Russell Westbrook. We would. You're up 3-1 to the Warriors, and that series changed NBA history. Because after that, Kevin Durant left. If they win that title, they're probably still there in Oklahoma City. But, you know, Russ is not a good shooter. He's a scorer, not a good shooter. Yeah, McLeod.
Isn't that a huge deal? He's a terrible shooter. I've had them pull the stats. He's 120th in the league in effective field goal percentage.
But he's a great rebounder. And now he's ball dominant. I get that.
But he kind of takes the other players out of the game sometimes.
A little bit.
Whereas all those other guys you mentioned, Isaiah, Steve Nash, Magic, they put their offense to the side to help the team.
Yeah. Well, it's Scotty Brooks' opinion. And he's coaching him every night, and he should back his guy. Like, I'm fine with that. A couple of phone calls in here. So is that the poll question we're going with?
Yeah, I like that the Lakers one. I'm just curious what people will say. They got to say LeBron, right? I mean, I'm sorry, but it's like the whole league pivots on him right now.
And I got, like, if you think about the city of Los Angeles, this hasn't been a really good last week or so, 2 weeks, with everything that's gone wrong. A lot of injuries there. We'll talk about that coming up. Let's see. Paul in Iowa leads us off this morning. Paul, welcome back. What do you have for me?
Hey, guys. So, lifelong Packer fan, but living in Des Moines, I'm out of the Milwaukee range of talk radio and everything, so I consider myself more of the national Packer fan base. So, on Packers Twitter and the fan-made podcasts and things of that nature, Shailene Woodley is quickly becoming the Yoko Ono of Packers Twitter, where it's like, she's in the room, but is she quiet or is she talking? Or what's she saying to Aaron after he's on the phone? Is it on speaker and she's hearing everything that Aaron says to these guys? Where does she want to go? And whether it's deserved or not, she's turning into the scapegoat for a lot of fans very quickly in this situation.
Yep, I understand that. I brought that up yesterday. And Diana Rossini, the mothership, reported earlier today that she's involved in these meetings. Yes, Eden.
I wonder which side she got that information from. Because Aaron Rodgers certainly isn't being like, oh, by the way, please, just so you know, Shailene is involved in all these decisions. I mean, clearly someone from the team would have told her that. It only serves them to keep making Aaron Rodgers and now his fiance the bad guy.
And I wondered about that on draft night when Shefty came on and had that report. And I go, okay, who does this benefit? Like, I've been doing this for 35 years. And I... You know, you're under the impression, okay, you embarrassed me last year, draft night, I'm embarrassing you on draft night. Okay, where does it get Aaron Rodgers? What if the Packers leak it to let everybody know, look how petty he's being? No, he's the one that's asking for this. He's demanding this. He wants somebody fired here. You got to understand where it's coming from. Because a lot of times there's three sides to a story. It could be your side, their side, and then there could be the truth somewhere in between. Yes, Eden.
Because if the, say the Packers do leak that on draft night, right? The day of the draft, they leak that he's unhappy and wants out. Now Aaron Rodgers is going to be even more upset that they leaked it and now really want out. So it's kind of like they just keep pushing him back into this corner of being, you know, this petty, petulant baby stomping his feet.
Hoover in New York joins us. Hey, Hoover.
5'10", 175, lifetime hockey player. Thank you, boys. You do a great job. You keep me up every morning, and love your show. My take on this is, if you've been to, Dan, I know you've been to the stadium. You've spent some time in Green Bay, and maybe the Danettes haven't, but that's a different community than any franchise in the National Football League. And they love and bleed with their players. And my point of view, I've been there a number of times. My wife's from the Midwest. I know the culture there. He has proven himself for years, Aaron Rodgers. And I believe he's had an opportunity. He should be given the opportunity to have some say in who they bring in and how they run the team. And this guy, Brian
Gutekunst.
Yeah, I call him Brian Knockwurst because he's got a sausage head. You know, he's got the world in the palm of his hand by just telling Aaron, come on in after the season. Let's talk about what we're doing next year on offense, and let's make some changes that fit all of our criteria for this franchise.
But here's the thing, and thank you, Hoover. I don't want my quarterback involved in these conversations. Because once you involve them, remember Deshaun Watson wanted to talk. He wanted to have a say in who they were hiring. Okay. Like Tom Brady didn't have this in New England. Tom Brady got it in Tampa, but that's only with free agency. He said, look, I want Gronk. I can get Gronk. I want Antonio Brown. I want to make sure we keep Leonard Fournette. I don't want Tom in there saying, hey, what do you think of this defensive back from Georgia? Hey, we got this linebacker from Washington, Tom. You okay with that? That's not what they do well. Unless it's somebody right out of college and it's one of your teammates or somebody you played against. Then I would want to know. But once you start to give that, I can't take that back. Do I want to let Aaron Rodgers know we might draft a quarterback? Yes, I do. If the Vikings did that for Kirk Cousins in this draft, you have to do that for Aaron Rodgers. And they said this prior to the draft. We may trade up. We may go after a quarterback in the first round. So they're already saying that to him. There's no surprises. And he's not on solid footing in Minnesota. They did draft a quarterback who will probably take his job in Kellen Mond. Rodgers at least deserved that. You don't have to say, hey, what do you think of CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma? We may take him. I'm not asking him to go to the Senior Bowl to scout anybody, but I do think there's an element of respect here. And Rodgers has earned that respect. Does he come off as petty? Yes, he does. I want the GM fired. Does that solve everything? I mean, if that's true that he wants him fired, okay, then what happens? And we'll check in with the Packers coming up next hour. Yeah, Paul.
The Packers should overcompensate if Aaron's still on the roster next year, and he has to come out of the crowd and sit in the commissioner's chair and do the first pick of the draft next year in Vegas. Mm. He'll walk out with the card, and he'll make the pick.
Yes, Todd.
But everyone wants to feel included, like they have a voice, especially if you're an elite player that's led a team to Super Bowls or to greatness. As long as you make it clear between the front office and that player that, you know, we invite your opinion, ultimately we're going to make the call. As long as you make it clear that they're not going to influence the decision, this one player, what the whole front office does in a draft.
You pick and choose when you want to be involved. I got people that I hired, they're professionals, and this is what they do. I just want Aaron Rodgers to know this is if we're drafting a quarterback, we're trading up to get a quarterback. You know how he found out? Probably Jay Glazer's Twitter feed 1 minute before the pick. It was a trade up, happened quickly. Then they're finding that out. If the Packers knew, hey, we're going to consider if our guy is there, then we're considering going up and getting a quarterback. So at least he knows. He may not like it, but at least he knows. And I think that's where Rodgers is saying, how about some respect? He got embarrassed draft night. Yeah, Paul.
You said this last year, and it's such a little thing, but if something bothers you that's little, they traded up.
Yeah.
They weren't sitting there. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers fell to the Packers.
Yeah.
And the Packers didn't say, ooh, Aaron Rodgers is there. And they could have. And we'll trade up four spots to grab this guy real quick. But the fact that, you know, Adam Schefter reported that they could have stayed right where they were and gotten Jordan Love. Now, the Packers didn't think so, but that's like, it's not just dropped into your lap. That's got to bother you, too.
Let's take a break. Play of the day, phone calls coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Carmelo Anthony. He's in front of Gallinari. Crosses over. Now pulls up. Three-pointer. Buries it! And the foul! Carmelo Anthony, the Hall of Famer, has just passed Elvin Hayes for 10th place on the all-time NBA scoring list.
That's your play of the day. Melo passing the Big E, Elvin Hayes. He's 92 points shy from moving past Moses Malone into ninth in NBA history. Courtesy of 92.9, The Game. We'll talk to Melo's teammate, Damian Lillard, a little bit later on. Guys, the supplement I take every day, M-Drive, powerful ingredients backed by science. I get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. And, you know, when you think about Melo, a couple years ago, I thought that his career was over because he was one-dimensional. He was going to be just a great scorer. He wasn't going to be able to do anything. He was out of the league. Thought maybe if he came back, he's going to reunite with LeBron, with the Lakers. And then LeBron was like, hey, we can still stay in the banana boat, but we're not going to be on the same team here. Melo's done a great job in revitalizing his career. He's a great scorer. He was Durant before Durant from the standpoint of the mid-range jumper. You know, Melo mastered the mid-range jumper. And here he is, ninth in NBA history. Yeah, Paul.
He averaged 25 or more points per game for 9 straight years.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Carmelo Anthony's career as of today?
I get college?
And college.
Okay, so I get a title.
Or Russell Westbrook's career, where
I get an MVP.
Very well-known guy, triple-double. He's going to go down in history with the those triple-double records are going to be his for a long time.
Because
he's still cooking on them.
Yeah. I don't know if we're big on triple-doubles anymore.
I don't think we are, but I think others are.
I think we used to be because Oscar averaged a triple-double. We're like, oh, my God. And then Russ averaged a triple-double. Well, you got to give him the MVP. He averaged a triple-double. And then we realized, okay, maybe it's not the same, but Russ has been, you know, they're both Hall of Famers. When I take Melo's career, he did win the title at Syracuse. Yeah, Paul.
Russell Westbrook has a 178 career triple doubles. Yeah. He's 4 away from Oscar Robertson. Not Robinson, Robertson.
I know. Yeah, McLevin.
Was Melo just a bit of a disappointment, though? Because there was a point where you thought maybe when he traded Knicks, he'd be a championship player. Like, he'd lead the team.
Yeah. And then, you know, there was jealousy with Jeremy Lin, with Lin's sanity there. You know, Melo wanted to get paid, then go to the Knicks, so sign and trade. And then he got there, and then they had sent, like, 4 starters to Denver. And he got there, and the team struggled. And in New York, they're focusing in on the star, and rightfully so. He was one and done at Syracuse, won the title. I don't know if anybody else is asking this question today. Would you rather have Melo's career or Russell Westbrook Jr. III?
Who would you rather have on your team in their prime?
Well, I wasn't getting the ball back if I passed it to either one. Let's put it that way. I guess Westbrook, because he's gonna do a lot of things for you. I don't like the ball dominance, but you know, he can play defense. He just can't shoot. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, like you might get some long rebounds off his jump shots, offensive rebounds. But by the way, if you had to go to Cabo with one of those two, that's easy. That's Carmelo, right? Everybody loves Carmelo as a friend.
I don't know what that means.
Melo is a banana boat guy. He's a famous personality.
I know, but I don't want to go to Cabo with either one of them.
But are you crazy? Carmelo is the coolest. Remember when he came in studio?
I did like him when he came in, but I don't want to go to Cabo with you. Yeah, Todd.
Yeah, for like a long weekend? He's mellow. He's going to mellow out and just listen to music, have some drinks.
But is he mellow just because mellow is in his name?
I'm going to buy into it. I think he's actually mellow. Go to Cabo with Carmelo if the opportunity presents itself.
We'll check in with the Packers coming up. What's the end game here for the Packers and Aaron Rodgers back after this? One more item. We close out the first hour. It's LifeLock. Tax season is scary enough. The IRS is issuing warnings to watch out for ghost tax preparers. The ghost tax preparers don't sign in as the paid tax preparer on your tax return, which could be a red flag that you may become a victim of a scam or refund fraud. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put so much information out there at risk on the internet. That's why there's a great thing that there's LifeLock. You want to protect your your finances, your credit, your reputation. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. You have access to dedicated restoration specialists if you become a victim. And keep in mind, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But keep what is yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for up to 25% off.